What up? Martin style, right? For those of you who are my age, you know what I'm referencing. But I just want to talk today about just something God has put on my heart or in my mind here recently. And, you know, it's more or less in the reference of just the bad that's going on, but the fact that God is still good. And so tune in. I can't wait to share just a little bit of insight, maybe even a little wisdom, but something that's pressing me. Here we go. I'm Chanel Moore, your host, and welcome to the Daughter's Diary Podcast, a podcast by a daughter, but for everyone. Thank you for joining in. So I just, I don't know, in my prayer time, I just kind of been having just the time of saying, you know what, God is good. And that's always so important because sometimes like life doesn't feel good. And sometimes certain things don't look good. But, you know, the main thing is to always remember that God is always good. And so what kind of pressed me was, you know, like there's so much bad in the world, but God is still good. And I really felt like the Lord was saying, you know, yes, there's bad in the world, but I want to work through you. Because it's so easy to just look at things and say, you know, like, God, when is this going to change? You know, like, when is this going to be different? You know, like, what are we going to do about the trafficking that's taking place? You know, what are we going to do about people who are struggling in their identity? Like, God, what's your game plan? Like, when are you going to do something about it? And I really felt like the Holy Spirit was saying, I'm going to do something when you get fed up enough to change it. Like, when your heart breaks enough to want to change it, then you'll be ready for me to work through you. Like, when you genuinely pray to me in spirit and in truth, wanting to see a change take place, wanting to see a movement of me take place, then things will begin to change. And I really felt like the Lord was saying, I want it to stop. You know, I don't like trafficking. You know, I don't like this confusion about identity. You know, I don't like this idea that, you know, just sex is whatever you want it to be. You know, I don't like anything that hurts my creation. You know, I don't like that. I want it to stop and I want it to change, but that's why I gave my people my spirit. I gave my people my spirit so that they would have the power to change it. So that they would have the wisdom to know how to do it. So they would have a heart to want to see a change take place. So that they would have a desire and even a brokenness from the bad that's going on in the world or from people being confused about who I am and who they are in me. Like, I gave my spirit for my people to go out and change some things. So, you know, Chanel, whenever you're ready, I'm certainly ready. I'm more than happy to provide for you, to work through you, to protect you, to lead you and guide you and to grant you my wisdom. But are you ready? And that was a hard conversation. A part of it was very encouraging to know, like, yes, I have the spirit of the living God in me and I have the ability to make changes for good. And God has pressed upon me things that really, really break my heart that also break his in a certain way. And I have the opportunity and the ability to change it through him being at work in me. And it was encouraging, but challenging because a part of me might have just been saying, like, well, how long has God been waiting on me? And how long am I going to make him wait? And so if there's something that breaks your heart, if there's something that, or an idea you just can't shake, If there's something that you're looking at or you're seeing and you're thinking like, God, where are you? Or God, why won't you stop this? Or God, what are you doing? Or God, just why change it? That just might be the thing that he's calling you to be a part of the change of. Like, what if he's calling you to start a ministry for the homeless? Or what if he's calling you just to raise money for homeless shelters? You might not even be called or feel like, oh, I need to start an organization. He might just be calling you to be a voice for them. You know, what is he calling you to do? Does abortion break your heart? Does hearing that women feel like they don't have a choice or they are too afraid to maybe go to a leader or someone they look up to because of a fear of being judged by it? Are you a voice for them? The struggle in identity, like how are you speaking truth daily to those in your circle? Like, what are you doing? People who are struggling with addiction, like, do you have a heart to share the gospel with them? Do you have a heart to volunteer at places? Like, do you have a heart to be there and to be present? Do you have a heart to be a voice for the young people today? To say, yeah, remember what we were like when we were young and a little bit lost? And is that your passion? To be able to be the one who can empathize and sympathize with young people and share that? What is it that's pressing on your heart? And if you're a believer, what is it that God has put on your heart for you to be able to change that you're sitting back waiting for somebody else to do? Or that you're sitting back pointing the fingers at God saying, God, you didn't do this and you didn't do that. What is he saying? Yeah, because I want you to do it too. And that's a tough question and it's a heavy question and it puts the ball in our court. But God has given us the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of himself, to be able to do the things that he's called us to do. And he will provide whatever we need to accomplish the purposes that he has created us to accomplish to bring him glory. So today, if something is pressing on your heart, spend some time with God and ask him, what do you want me to do about it by you empowering me to change it? And do it. Do it. Till next time.
You've been listening to the Daughter's Diary podcast. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe. For more information, you can visit our website at www.ashanelmoore.com. There, you'll find blogs, a store, more podcasts, and tips. Thank you for your time.